Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Torah, Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul, graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Lani and Yo Wolk, in memory of Yo's mother, Chana Bela Bas Yoshua, Allah Shalom, the late great Rebbetzin Wolk, Allah Shalom. We are in Masechta Irvin. We're in the first parak, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. And yesterday we began our discussion of the concept of a lechi and a korah, to be able to sort of close off a Rishas HaRabim, in other words, to close off a Mavri from a Rishas HaRabim, to allow us to carry within that closed-off area. HaKorah She'amar, when we talked about the crossbeam, Rechavah K'dei L'Kabal Ariach, V'Ariach Chatzi Leveyena Shal Shlosha Tfachim. Right? We said it has to be wide enough, according to the Chachamim, to hold on to an Ariach. An Ariach is half of a Leveyena of three Tfachim, which means it's a full one-and-a-half Tfachim wide. Right? The Ariach is 1.5 Tvachim wide, and Dayel Akorah Shetei Rechava Tefach Kedei Lekabel Ariach L'Arko. The crossbeam, the Korah, has to only be a Tefach wide in order for it to hold a Tefach and a half Ariach, with a little bit overlapping on each side. Now, Rechava Kedei Lekabel Ariach, what if it's wide enough to support an Ariach? Ubriya Lekabel Ariach, it also has to be strong enough to hold an Ariach, in order for it to be able to change the status of the Mavui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rechava Afal Pishena Bria. It's got to be wide enough, even if it's not strong enough to hold the Ariach. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a partition. To be a partition, it just has to have the right dimension. It doesn't have to be strong enough. But we don't paskin that way, Lahalacha. We paskin that it also has to be strong enough. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a fantastic Shabbos.